The Fiddle and Bow Society has been bringing outstanding traditional and contemporary folk artists to the Triad for 33 years. That tradition continues this weekend when one of the most important members of the Irish music revival makes a rare appearance in Winston-Salem. Singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist, and founding member of many seminal bands, Andy Irvine will perform in the intimate confines of the Community Arts Cafe. The Irish Times describes Andy as often copied, never equaled, and the Sydney Morning News says his playing is never less than breathtaking. It was in the Australian outback that the Woody Guthrie devotee recently recorded his new CD, Parakilna. We're sampling from his rendition of I Wish I Was in Belfast Town.
In rambling I take great delight.
The feeling of it is the most important. I mean, that song is wonderful poetry. You know, it's four verses of this man thinking that he's found his true love, and gradually in the third verse, he realizes that she's got somebody else. And in the fourth verse, he says, I wish I was in Belfast town and with money in my pocket and a lot of drink to be had and my sweetheart beside me. But seeing as how that can't be so, I'll go out and find somebody else because I'm young and the world is wide. And I just think it's a beautiful piece of poetry, that. So when I'm singing it, I'm filled with the emotion of the beauty of the poetry.
But as the season changes, my darling girl has changed her mind. Gold is the root.
When you're singing that, what sorts of thoughts are going through your mind, if any?
Well, we've all been there, you know. I mean, I was a big, heavy romantic most of my life, and I often had a broken heart. And so I really know how that guy feels.
Will you come to the bower or the free, boundless ocean? Where the stupid
well, a joyous character in the Come to the Bower and a great tribute. Is that your harmonica playing in that, the chromatic harp?
No, it's just a 10-hole single reed, usually made by Honer, but I have a selection of ones that I like.
Well, you bring such a nice vocal quality to that. It's like you're singing through the thing.
Well, I love it, too. I love the sound of it. And, you know, I always tried to play as close to the way Woody used to play the harmonica, so I love his harmonica playing.
Mm.
And it's nothing special, and mine is nothing special either. I could maybe play one or two jigs a bit haltingly, but I have a nice tone, and I like the quality of it. And it's very nice to be able to play one thing on the harmonica and play something else on the stringed instrument, you know?
Yeah.
To get a kind of harmonic and counterpoint and things like that. All yourself. I mean, I always wanted to be just me. So that really fulfilled my desire to be a band on my own.
Oh, yonder's a ship on the ocean.
Farewell to Kelswater. What a gorgeous melody and some very nice mandolin solo work toward the end of that song. Thank you for that. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm very fond of that song, too. My mother came from that part of the world, and I didn't actually learn that from her. But when I sing it, I sometimes kind of imagine her listening to it.
For your wife.
Andy Irvine spoke with me by cell phone from a friend's home in Rhode Island. He's been called the finest interpreter of traditional Irish music, one of the best songwriters to come out of the revival, and he's headed to the Community Arts Cafe in downtown Winston-Salem Friday night, June 13th, beginning at 8 o'clock. Andy's new album is Parakilna, featuring the phenomenal Dutch multi-instrumentalist Rens van der Zalm. We've been sampling from it, and you'll find more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. For 88.5 WFDD, I'm David Ford.